In my life, I've noticed that I really value certain things in my family, the way we help each other out and are there for each other, and I wanted to interview others to see what their family values were and if they were similar to my own. Has there been a time in your life when a situation has made you realize what your family values are or change them?
Well, I know that for me personally, I value time together in a family and being close, but I don't think it was always like that with my family, because with my dad's side of the family, he doesn't speak to or visit his mom or his sisters, and I mean, I know a lot happened with them in the past, and I feel like the reason he doesn't go to them is he feels like they left him, and so I think that, like, him and I definitely have different values when it comes to that, but after hearing stories like that, I really value the time I have together. I mean, my grandma lives right next door, you know?
When do you think that value has specifically been broken in your life, time together?
When I was little, my dad used to travel everywhere. He used to go to Europe and Africa, and he would be in construction, and I wouldn't see him for months on end. So when he would come back, you know, I was really, really happy to see him and stuff. And, like, but I know that I was upset at the time, like, when he wasn't there. Like, that really affected me, and I don't remember a lot of time with my dad when I was little. And, like, I never really tell anybody that, but I really don't remember. I remember being with my mom, and I remember being with my aunts and stuff like that, but not really with my dad. And, I mean, that wasn't his fault. It was his job and stuff. But, like, now, what he would do was, like, every time he would go somewhere, he would bring me back a snow globe, and I still have all of them. And they're, like, it's like a haunting memory. Like, you weren't there, so you brought me a snow globe.
Whatever you want to say has been or is currently being broken or crossed.
I think that, well, on like a current thing, not specifically with me, but it still affects me, even though it might not seem like it. Like my dad's dad, who I've never met in my life, he's alive now, and I think he's living in, like, Illinois or something. I don't even know, which is, to me, is weird. I feel like, I think, like, family is really, really important, and I think that, you know, like, and him leaving is, like, that bothers me. I mean, I have so much divorce and stuff in my family, but we make it work, you know, because it's the best for our family, whereas he didn't. He just left, and he didn't come back. And then now, all of a sudden, he just wants to be part of my dad's life, part of my life, you know? Like, I don't even know you, and you left. Why? Because you're getting older, you think you can fix things? And, like, to me, I hold grudges, and I'm stubborn, and all of my dad's side is. So he is, too. And I guess that's why he waited so long. But, like, so, like, my dad's resentful towards him, and I feel like that resentment has gone to me, and I feel like almost I'm crossing a boundary. Like, I'm a, kind of a hypocrite in the sense, because I believe that family should always be together and know each other and stuff like that, and yet I still don't want to be anywhere near him, and yet I still want to see him and just, like, go off on him, you know? And, like, I think that he definitely crossed a boundary by just leaving and never, and then all of a sudden he decides that it's okay, you know? Like, what makes you think that it's okay? And I think my dad is also crossing boundary, that boundary too, because, you know, he's breaking what I think is important. But again, that's hypocritical.
Would you say that your family values are very different from everyone else's in your family, or more similar?
Well, I think I get my family values from my mom's side, definitely. We live right next door to her mom. We're all either in Pennsylvania, Maryland, or Jersey. So we're all in that same area. You know, my grandma went through everything, you know, went through hell for in a divorce with my grandfather, yet they still talk and they're friends to this day. Like, and they made it work after all that time. And that's what I look at and I see. And I'm closer with them than my dad's family, obviously, but yeah, like, I definitely get their side. Like, you know, we spend holidays together and it's important that we're always there for each other. No matter what, we're always there. And whereas, like, my dad's side is just, like, everyone thinks that the other person's wrong. So, you know, they don't try to work it out because they're just too stubborn.
People that were less fortunate or maybe weren't as good as you were at something, and if you could help them, you know, to do that. And there was a player on our football team in high school. His name is Mark Woods, and he wasn't very good, but he tried real hard. And the other players used to ridicule him all the time, make fun of him, tell him he wasn't any good, he shouldn't be on the team. And one practice in particular, they were razzing him so bad that he kind of start crying and went to the locker room by himself. And he was going to quit. So I talked to all the other players, you know, and told them that instead of ridiculing them, they should be helping them because we were a team. Team's only as good as the worst player on the team. And then I went in and talked to him in the locker room and got him to come back out. And he turned out to be, you know, one of the better players on the team eventually, because he stuck with it.
So what do you think that taught you about family values?
Well, if my parents hadn't instilled that in me when I was young, I might have been one of the guys ridiculing them also. But because they, you know, ingrained that in me, you know, I was able to help them in that situation.
So do you think that's more of like a personal value, or do you feel like everyone in your family kind of has that quality?
Well, it came from my parents, so I know at least my parents and myself have that, and I'm sure that they taught the same to my older brother and sister, so it's probably a family value.
Would you pass that down to your kids?
I try to.
What do you think you personally try to pass down to your kids? What do you think the most important value is?
For me, to be comfortable with who you are and content with who you are and never try to be something you're not.
Relationship is to get along with each other, so one person doesn't get angry at another, because in a family you're all supposed to love and care for each other.
Is that something really important? Is that a value in your family?
I think it is, because if you're not caring and loving each other, then you're pretty much not family.
My mom took her in. She had three brothers and a sister. And when my grandfather died, there was nowhere really for my grandmother to go. So my mom had the room in her house. Her husband wasn't particularly happy about it. She had five kids. Like I said, my dad wasn't happy about it, but she couldn't leave her mother out on the street. So she took her in, and I mean, it was tough at times, but I think it's important that if you're in a position where you can be there for somebody and help someone out, that it's your duty to do that. And I kind of had the opportunity then to do that when I got older. My brother and sister-in-law, I had just graduated college, didn't have a job yet, and my brother and sister-in-law were going through a tough time, particularly my sister-in-law. They had two young children, ages 3 and 6, and my brother obviously had to, he was the only one who in the family who worked, so of course he had to continue to go to work every day. My sister-in-law kind of needed somebody to come down and help her with the kids and keep an eye on them because she was kind of going through a rough time. And I had the opportunity to go down. I would travel down in the morning and come home every night, Monday to Friday, when my brother went off to work. And I was able to be there for my sister-in-law and the kids and my brother and help them out. And they truly appreciated that. Then as I got older, got married and had kids, it kind of came back to me. When I had my first daughter, I had to continue working, and my mom and my mother-in-law were older, and they didn't work, and they were fortunate enough to be able to be home. So when my husband and I had to go off to work every day, we were able to leave our baby Gabby with them and not have to send her to daycare and worry about what kind of treatment she was getting there and, you know, is she going to be always sick and that sort of thing. It was very comforting to know that she was in good hands. The person I learned that value from, seeing my mother do it when she took my grandmother in, I was able to give it back to my mother. She had developed lung cancer as she was older, and I was the only girl in the family. I had 4 older brothers, and I was not working when she developed this. I was able then to help her out when she needed help. All her doctor's appointments, chemo, just housework, that sort of thing. We actually moved in with her, and it really worked out well because my mom was older when she had me, and I knew that she probably didn't have a very long time to live, and it gave my kids a chance to really get to know her, and she, obviously eventually passed away from it, but I think it kind of came full circle. She taught me the lesson, and she ended up getting the lesson back from me. We don't always get it back from where we learned it, but I think that's a very important lesson, that if you're in a position to do that, that it's your duty as a family to do that and be there for one another.